The first level for you to look at will be the actual stories contained within the hypnotic storyteller induction. Now there's five different stories, five different loops that are embedded within that construct. The five stories are the example of my hypnotizing people when I first learned hypnosis, the story of jongleurs, the improvisational theater workshop. It's the storyteller story, then the golden ram and the wise you, and finally the Martha story. These are the five stories that have been embedded within the whole hypnotic construct. Now, the reason I chose those five stories is very specific. And the reason is that I wanted to give you an example of as many different types of stories as possible. You see, conversational hypnosis and the stories that you tell within that can take all kinds of different streams, all kinds of different forms. And I don't want you to get hooked into doing one particular way or another particular way, because if you only get stuck with one way of telling stories, your expression will be limited. So the first way we started was to use a simple example. So remember, the example I gave you was one where I first learned to use hypnosis. It's a very short example. Now, it's short again for a very specific reason. The specific reason is, number one, it allows you to be drawn into the story a little bit without being too overloading. And number two, it gives you an example of a short story still making an impact. This is important because in conversational settings, most of your nested loops will actually, believe it or not, be very short stories that you throw in there, a minute or two at a time. So the first story was a simple example. The second story in our loop was actually an anecdote. It's a real experience out of life, but it's actually a story that happened to me. So the difference between one and the other is just the level of content they're trying to give. I could have turned the simple example of my trying to hypnotize someone and doing terribly into a little story. I could have described who was there and how it was happening. So I could have expanded on it. So we've taken the seed of a simple example and we've turned it into an anecdote. So it has already story type forms within it. The next structure that we used is what I call a direct story. When you think back to the storyteller, the boy going into the market square and listening to the old wise men and women telling their stories, that itself has got all the hallmarks of a pure story. Hopefully no one that listens to that story will think it's anything other than something that's been invented, because it has been created and it has all the hallmarks of a story that was invented. So you can compare that to the anecdote of the experience of jongleurs. And you'll notice that the two are very different. Next, we also have a fairy tale. The fairy tale is a story of the golden ram and the wiser you. Now the reason I want to include a fairy tale is because it can be, again, a very powerful form of storytelling. One reason that fairy tales can be so powerful is because we've all grown up listening to fairy tales. So in some respect, we have a kind of conditioned response there already. When we hear a story that's formed in the form of a fairy tale, we kind of have a little regression inside ourselves. We create a kind of hypnotic experience for ourselves. So a little bit of the charm and the magic that you had as a child can come back out again. Notice also how this story was introduced. It was introduced in a way that allowed you as an adult to take part in the story without it feeling odd in some way. Another way that could be introduced is if you tell those kind of fairy tales to children, but you really aim the effect at the adults in the room. So fairy tales can be a very powerful story device, but don't get stuck with them, because you can tell many different types of stories and all of them will have very powerful effect. The final story, the Martha story, is again an example of a direct story. Again, it's somewhere in between now the genuine story and a made-up story. The way I've told it, it seems obvious that it was made up, because a made-up character, the storyteller, tells that particular story. The thing is, though, because it's such a halfway house, I could quite easily turn it into a genuine anecdote. In other words, there'll be experiences similar to this one in my own personal experience in my own life that I could use to create the same kind of effect. So whether I'm telling a direct story or I'm presenting a genuine anecdote, both of them can be expanded upon to create a more hypnotic content. So now you have a series of expansions going on. The first and the most short example is the pure example that I gave right at the beginning. Then we have a slightly longer version, which is the anecdote, the experience of jongleurs. Next, we have another story, a direct story this time, which is again, roughly the same length, maybe a little bit longer than jongleurs. The next story is the fairy tale, the golden ram and the wise you. This one is again longer than any of the preceding stories. And finally, we have the experience with Martha, which is the longest of the whole lot. So again, you should have an example there of how you can take a simple idea, a small story, an example of something, and you can increasingly expand on it to make it as short or as long as you want. Remember we said before, stories can last 5 minutes, or they can last several hours, and it doesn't matter which of the two it is, it's your skill at storytelling that really matters.